Thanks for staying with us here on West Kent Radio's Legal Eagle. Before the break, Paul Reader of Berry & Lambert Solicitors was explaining the importance of having a disaster recovery plan. So, Paul, perhaps you could talk us through the steps involved in creating a disaster recovery plan.
The main thing that you need to do is ask the question, what will happen to the business if I die? And I think there are going to be broadly three scenarios. The first, you're going to have a business where there are enough business owners who will absorb your work and therefore it shouldn't be too much of a problem. There may be some short-term cash issues that will need to be thought about in order to compensate for dip in productivity. And you may also need to look to see how the deceased business owner's interest in the business can be bought out. The family may want to realise that interest. That would usually be dealt with in a shareholders agreement, but in that circumstance, it may not have too much of an impact operationally on the business. The second scenario is in a smaller business, so where you might have a couple of business owners who work in the business and the impact of losing one of them could be quite substantial. In those circumstances, it's really important that you discuss with your co-owners who will do the job if the worst were to happen. Could the business carry on, or would it be the case that it would need selling or winding down? If it is going to carry on, will there be funds needed to replace the deceased owner? And if so, where are they going to come from? Is there enough working capital in the business, or do you need to take out key man insurance so that business has an injection of cash to deal with this? If the business is to be sold or wound up, there will need to be some short-term measures put in place to keep the business trading until a sale can take place, or to ensure that customers are dealt with prior to a winding up. Usually you need to look to your accountant and solicitors to input into this, and if a sale is what you would look at, it may be sensible to talk to sales agents about this in advance so you know where to go to in these circumstances. You'd also need to consider that the owner's interest in the business may pass to his family members, and that the remaining owners may not want them involved in the business, and the family may also want to realise the capital value. And as I said before, you can put plans in place to deal with this within shareholders agreement. Finally, for sole business owners, I think you ask yourself the question, what happens if I die? And in those circumstances, usually you'd look for the business to be wound up and sold. For a lot of sole traders, there's value in the business and they would want to pass that on to their family. So in either case, work would need to be done to keep the company trading for a sale to take place or whilst the company is wound up. In that case, it would be important to make sure there's someone who's aware of what will be done after death, and it may be a family member or a professional advisor. I always recommend that it's sensible for family members to be introduced to professionals so that everybody knows who to talk to in the event that the worst happens. And it's important to discuss with all these people as to how the business will operate prior to the sale and winding up. Again, if there's need for someone to be employed to assist with this, key man insurance could be sensible. And you may want to try to meet with people who will be able to step in temporarily to help in these circumstances, business consultants, for example. But if you make sure that everybody knows one another and talks to one another, then that will help in these circumstances. I think finally, in all these situations, what's really important is that the plan you create is documented and circulated to all the main people who will be involved in carrying out the plan. Should hopefully ensure that a lot of the stress and uncertainty is taken out of the situation, which can be invaluable for family members at such a time and also the remaining business owners.
That's incredibly helpful. It's something that people don't necessarily think about. They do their wills, but not necessarily think about this part of it. So anything you can do to relieve the stress at a very grieving time is obviously going to be a benefit. Thank you so much, Paul. That's really great food for thought. Thanks for being our Legal Eagle on a topic that many of us may not have considered, but hopefully that will give you lots to think about. If you want to know more, you can go to berryandlamberts.co.uk, and this will be on the West Kent Radio website too. Join us next month on Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio.